علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing on the first sermon, and we have been discussing a few phrases which talk about the continuity of the prophetic mission, and we talked about some elements that either of these elements have to be present for the prophetic mission to be continuous. And the fourth element which we talked about was the presence of what we called mahajjatun qa'ima. That means a clear path, a path that is acceptable, that has been accepted by everyone, and that has the source of this acceptance is the presence of prophets and their teachings in that society. Meaning that now there's a path that is clear in front of them, and they might not even realize that they are actually applying the teachings of the prophets, but they are in reality doing that. So this is something what we called mahajjatun qa'ima. And we also talked about an example of that in the riwayat that encourage us, that encourage human beings to adhere to these concepts that have been agreed due to the influence of the prophets on the communities. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this in the coming segment.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
It so happens that sometimes in societies there might be an understanding that exists among the people, a very clear understanding, something that they apply in their lives as principles. And these principles actually are those that have been inherited from prophetic people, from prophets of God. But people sometimes may not realize, and as time passes afterwards, they may realize that, you know, actually this was from the teachings of the prophets. But it creates, but these teachings together, all in all, they create a path for someone, a kind of a lifestyle which a person lives. He may not recognize that actually this is from prophetic teachings, but it is there. It is what we call a mahajja, a road that has been created due to the coming of the prophets over the periods of time. If you notice, even right now, generally human beings are like that. If you talk to human beings about justice, they say, yes, we want justice for all. Even some of the oppressive governments, their slogan is justice. They talk about fighting against oppression. They talk about rights, equal rights to people, human rights, animal rights, environmental rights. All these are things that have been encouraged by the prophets of God. I'm not saying that these human rights that presently are there in the different parts of the world, especially propagated by the United Nations and such big bodies, is definitely something that has been brought down by the prophets. No, not at all. I'm not claiming that at all, because there are flaws in all of these laws and these rights. What I'm saying is that the original idea that there has to be these rights, there has to be social justice, that women have to be respected, that children don't have to be forced into labor, let's say. They don't have to have forced labor and things like that, you know. That children's rights have to be respected. All these is a type of mindset, a type of thinking that has been inherited from, in our opinion, from prophetic teachings. And that is why you will see many of these charters have references towards some religious individuals, either the life of Jesus Christ or the life of Moses, or sometimes even Imam Ali alayhi salam. For example, the letter that he wrote to Malik Ashtar is an accepted charter, even in the United Nations, because they respect this as a charter that was written by a very powerful leader. So these things are there, and if you notice, this creates a type of mindset, a type of path that has been agreed upon. That is what we called an example, or a slight, you can say, we can kind of use this as a similitude to explain what Mahajjatun Qa'imah is, inshallah, which I will elucidate in the coming segment.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, that being said, that you know that we have as human beings these ideas and these principles, and sometimes you can see these in the laws that we make, and the human rights and the charter of human rights, let's say, and other charters that, let's say, the United Nations have and all this. This I used as an example to make you realize that there are certain forms of mindset that is possible that have been inspired by prophetic teachings. But when we talk about Mahajjatun Qa'imah, we talk about some clear-cut principles that definitely have a divine source. And religious communities, they accept those principles, and somehow that those principles have been shaped by teachings from the prophets. This is what we call Mahajjatun Qa'imah. Not just whatever, let's say, the international community agrees or a certain group of people agree upon. That is not necessarily Mahajjatun Qa'imah. Mahajjatun Qa'imah is a type of lifestyle that may not be written down, that may not have clear reference from the prophet, but the religious community, they accept this as a principle, and they understand that to be having a source in prophetic teachings, though they might not be able to trace it directly, but they understand that to be such. And this is what we called Mahajjatun Qa'imah. Thank you very much for listening to this part, because I'm sure many have this question. Inshallah, also, when you talk about there are discussions in fiqh and usul, the study of jurisprudence and the principles of jurisprudence, where the idea of Asiratul Uqala'iyya and Asiratul Mutasharri'a have been discussed. These are technical terms, but the ulama have discussed these things also. And they are kind of referring to this idea of Mahajjatun Qa'imah in a certain manner. Inshallah, those who are interested can refer to those more technical discussions with regards to this issue. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه